Ironically, it is often by taking the preposterous virgin martyr stories at face value that we can best see the kernel of meaning that they contain, their wealth of possibility. Once again, or as usual, a virgin martyr gives witness to a wild power in women that disrupts the power of male authority, of business as usual. Is this a point, Virge? Do we need to speak now about the power of virginity? Current dictionary definitions of virginity are of little use in helping us to discover why, in the legends of the Christian West, virginity has so consistently been associated with the power to heal, why the virgin spring is a place of healing. The 1992 American Heritage Dictionary defines a virgin in terms of incompleteness, as a person who has not experienced sexual intercourse. The adjective virgin is defined in a more revealing way, as a pure, natural, unsullied state, unused, uncultivated, unexplored, as in virgin territory. A definition that allows for and anticipates use, exploration, exploitation. In intercourse, Andrea Dworkin correctly sees such definitions as coming from a male frame of reference, in which virginity is a state of passive waiting or vulnerability. It precedes and is antithetical to wholeness. But in The Woman's Frame, she writes, virginity is a fuller experience of selfhood and identity. In the male frame, virginity is virtually synonymous with ignorance. In The Woman's Frame, it is recovery of the capacity to know by direct experience of the world. We so seldom hear virginity defined from a woman's point of view that it is shocking and difficult to fathom. Here are the words of a Benedictine sister, startled to be asked about the power of virginity. "This is something I carry very deep within," she writes, "that I carry very secretly. Virginity is centered in the heart and could be named singleness of heart." Now we are far indeed from our dictionary definition. Now we are hearing virginity described not in terms of physicality, but as a state of being. The sister continues, "Virginity is a state that returns to God in wholeness. The wholeness is not that of having experienced all experiences, but of something reserved, preserved, or reclaimed for what it was made for. Virginity is the ability to stay centered with oneness of purpose."